posted,
to episode 273.
It's you and me.
Just us. Hello, Dysfunction. I'm Potifria.
I'm Crystal.
I just got a headache in the front of my head.
Just now?
Yeah.
It was a brain tumor.
It might be activated.
Good times.
Here we are. Yeah.
You want to let me tell you about my good time at the liquor store just now.
Me too. I just went.
The motherfucker and I'm like, working is someone I've known for many years. One of the guys that works there.
Is it the same one that I just went to?
Probably not. Okay. Mark hates this guy.
I'm
cool with him, whatever. He's an old man, old Indian man. But know that motherfucker when I walked in did not say, "You've lost too much weight."
Is it the same one that did it last time? That told you you looked better, bigger?
Nope.
This is a different one.
Yep. The motherfucker said, "You've lost too much weight. Stop going to the gym."
Yeah, because that's where you be at.
Right. You need to gain more weight.
I'm having deja vu. We just told this story.
I feel like
You did. And we were like, oh, thank you.
Like right after my dad died.
Yes, because like I was dying to know what you thought. No, it wasn't that long ago. Because, yeah.
It was like a year ago.
Yeah.
But you and I were just talking earlier today because I had just said, I've lost too much weight. I need to put on some more weight, blah, blah, blah. So I'm already feeling some kind of way about being too skinny, bitch.
And then he lets you know.
And then this great man gives me his great fucking opinion.
The second man to do so. The second liquor store employee to do so. I wonder if it's the same store. Because you called him by name in the episode that we talked about it. And we were like, thank you. Like, because I really give a fuck what you think of my body. Thank you for letting me know.
It is him.
It is him.
It is him. The second time he did it.
So it's time for Mark to whoop his ass.
After I said, don't tell women things like that.
Yes.
You mind your own
this
business.
This was a whole thing. Like we had a whole
conversation
about this bitch.
Yep.
Oh, back to his old tricks again. Jesus
Mark
Christ.
Mark hates him.
Well, rightfully so.
I only went there because I needed to grab a quick small bag of cat food. That's the only time I ever go there is if I don't
Mark
want to
has
go to
a
Safeway.
Gun on his hip, on his shorts, on his hoop
Bitch,
shorts right now.
He has my gun.
I want him to go in there looking
in
like my stepdad
shorts.
And just walk in there and tell him, don't say nothing else to Crystal about what you think of her body.
God damn.
And what it's doing.
I would never, ever.
No.
Not even.
No. It's male
people I know.
Audacity.
Like people, I wouldn't walk up to them and say, you look better with a beard, or you look better, you know.
You looked way better, thicker.
You look way better when your belly is not going over your belt. You know, I would never fucking do that.
Right, right.
It's not my place.
I don't know what part of their brain tells them that's a good thing to do.
All of
or
it.
You'll appreciate it, or you will give a fuck what they think. I don't know. I just
like
went to
I exist
the,
for his fucking gaze.
Yeah.
So
I want to make sure I look good for you.
You old married wombat.
I just went to grab us drinks right now from the other store down the street. And I had to sit in my car for a minute because it was two guys parked next to each other having a friendly conversation, but staring directly into my car like they were waiting for me to get out.
They're like,
and
we
want to
see what her ass looks like.
We're just going to wait. I'm going to wait. I'm just going to start tweeting and shit. I'm just going to wait. And I finally gave up because I was like, okay, I don't have a lot of time to
They're
be
like,
fucking.
We have all the time in the world.
They waited.
Show
they
us that ass. Get out, model walk
we'll
for me,
the
bitch.
Time. We'll make the time. We'll
Do you feel this male gaze?
I hate them.
We want you to feel as uncomfortable
them.
As possible.
Yes. So I just did it. And then I got back in the car and I'm plugging my phone in and they're still looking into my car. Like, oh my God.
Burning lasers.
The way I want to just leave. Like when there's men in front of a store.
When? Okay. So then I fucking go to get in my car. And there's two men outside and there's like a newer car. I think it might be a brand new Jaguar or something, but there's two men looking at this car and shit. And I walk out and of course, you know, they're like, how are you? And I'm like, I'm fine. Thank you. I get in my car, like pleasant. Okay, quick. And then of course I got to add, it's better now that I seen you, honey.
Great.
We couldn't just Great. Say.
Yeah, because you couldn't just let me exist.
So then it makes me awkward. I wasn't awkward before that because it's, you know, I talk to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That made me feel awkward. I'm all, watch this. I open my car door. It's filthy.
It's full of garbage.
Do you still think garbage I'm hot,
Garbage is
bitch?
Falling out everywhere. There's ash.
Sunflower seeds.
There's sunflower seed shells stuck to your ankles.
Do you still think I'm fucking hot?
They don't care. They don't care.
They don't.
At all. Oh, they God. Don't. So gross.
Go to hell.
Like, just go away.
Yeah.
And we're not saying that like we're so hot.
No, I'm not.
You don't have to be. Trust me.
No, you don't.
I try to be the opposite. It doesn't help.
No. I've been so hyper fixated. Oh my God, with Hurricane Milton today. I've been the last
Enough.
Few days.
Yeah.
But this is like the strongest fucking hurricane in decades, in centuries. Even meteorologists.
I read ever, like, to ever hit this side of the globe, if this is the strongest that this planet has ever seen where it's at, like, on this side of the earth.
They're saying Tampa, they're doing mandatory evacuations. I saw one person saying, if you don't evacuate, you'll die. It's that bad. Meteorologists are saying, running out of adjectives to describe the severity and like how serious it is. I've been watching hella videos of people prepping their homes before they leave. Like, oh, I just feel so sad, especially because Hurricane Helene just went through and people just started, you know, all the homes flooded. So they're cleaning out their homes and they have all this discarded furniture and shit that got ruined in front of their homes. The dumps are closed. So there's hella shit on the sidewalks, and now there's another hurricane going through. So it's just
the planet is angry
for sure.
The planet is tired. It wants humans to stop bombing, to stop fucking tearing up the planet.
Fracking.
Oh my God.
Over fracking.
A few like creators that I follow live in Florida, and they were saying that like their landlord suggested that they sleep in the hallway because there's no windows in the hallways, and like just scary shit. Like, I can't imagine. It makes me feel like we're really lucky that we haven't experienced that kind of weather, those kind of disasters.
We get fires and we get earthquakes, and earthquakes are terrifying because you don't know when they're coming. But I feel like hurricanes and these severe storms happen so much more frequently. They do.
At least once a year, they're somewhere being affected.
Yeah.
It's scary.
I have friends that live in Florida, and I'm just...
No, you don't.
I do. My friend Amy is there. I just talked to her
All
yesterday.
All of a sudden, she
text.
Has Florida friends. She's
I
like
do.
My friend Buck. Like, his mom is there.
No, bitch. That's your friend.
Not anymore.
That's Mark's friend, bitch.
That's Mark's friend.
That's Mark's brother.
I'm tired. That's...
Fucking, what are they? The Boozy Brothers or the fucking Beater Boys? The Boozy Brothers.
That's exactly what they are.
That was a Freudian slip, bro.
That's exactly what they are. That's the problem. Yep. You had it right. That's them.
The Boozy Brothers. Fuck.
T-shirts coming soon.
Fuck. The Beater Boys. That's what they...
Yep. No, but really, there is a lot of people in Florida.
My friend
you
Amy
know.
Has three. She has two cats, and one of them just had a litter of kittens. So she's like...
So you're freaking
she's
out.
She's like, I can't fucking evacuate. And you know, there's people there that cannot physically evacuate. Hello, everyone doesn't have the means to evacuate. And then disabled people who, you know, like... It just fucking breaks my heart.
Yeah. I was kind of thinking, I wish there was a way I could like reach out to his mom and check on her, but I'm hoping like she's not in town or something. She travels a lot. So I was hoping that's the case with her.
And all of you guys that are in that area.
Our listeners.
Fuck.
Yeah, we have listeners there. Like, it's scary. It's hella scary.
I mean,
we're praying for the best for sure.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Kids have been driving me fucking nuts. Just, I sound like an old person, but like, I just want you to do things without me needing to tell you to do them.
Yeah. Bless you.
Don't do that.
Sorry. Was that my dog
sneezing? That was your fucking neighbor.
I thought it was Zach.
Bitch, that was your neighbor. That just made it weird. Anyways.
Maybe they'll give me good food. They got good food.
Anyways, I want you to do your laundry without me having to tell you. I want you to clean your own motherfucking mess without me having to tell you. Just shit like that. And I feel like a fucking old mean mom ranting about this. But goddamn, like, it's starting to piss me the fuck off because you guys are able-bodied, older, capable kids.
Like, I get a lot of stuff is going to be repetitive, like, till they're adults. I understand that. But, like, the common sense things, if you go in the kitchen and you make a mess, wipe your counter, bro. Why do you leave the kitchen with hella crumbs on the counter knowing we have so many critters that live outside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit like that. Don't make me tell you every time if the garbage is overflowing.
Why do you wait till you have 13 loads of laundry and then bring it out?
Yeah, exactly.
So then you occupy the fucking machines for 5 days.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
rude. They all do that, I guess.
All of them.
It's a problem. And I'm tired. I guess we were verbally abused into learning to just be on top of that shit.
It was fear.
So I'm going to pass that fear down.
Of not having anywhere to live.
Yeah, I'm going to pass that down.
No.
Go find your fucking moms.
Go find your real fucking mom, buddy.
Listen, prossies. Get your fucking asses up and go find your dads and fucking get your shit together. I'm going to have to like...
Donna, where's these sons of bitches, mom? Call fucking Charlene.
I'm just gonna walk around saying that. They're gonna think I'm insane, but like, seriously, these sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches. Girl, we were sons of bitches.
No, and seriously, we would just
laugh. It got to the point where we just laughed at everything.
But we know now and we're on top of it and we obsessively clean up after ourselves and, like, you know,
it doesn't matter. We have so much trauma and I'm sitting here literally picking all the skin off my finger.
At least as we talk about. You don't leave a mess. I can count on you to not leave a fucking mess and to be
really...
And that's
what matters here.
That's what is most important. That's more important than thumb skin, is fucking knowing that I can count on you to change the garbage
and not
when it's
needing
full.
Therapy.
Yes, and I don't have to yell at you.
Or me, like, having to go, can you put a liner in it? You took it out, put a liner, please.
Don't leave a ring around my tub. Don't leave the good thing, wet footprints outside the bathtub.
No, the good
I'm
thing...
I'm going to flash.
About one of mine is she's such a germaphobe that, like... certain
like
stuff
that.
She's really good about doing, but then there's other stuff she's not.
Yeah. We have to verbally abuse more. No. That's what that means. Turn up the verbal abuse.
Get the belt
it's
out.
It's not enough.
It.
Start cracking it. My dad used to, you know, you
my
fold
grandpa,
it in half and you
get
go like
my
this
goddamn
and you
belt.
Pop the belt like this. My dad used to make it pop like that to try to scare me. And I did get hit with it before. So like, I was like, maybe he will do it again. I don't know. So it did give me some fear.
So my grandma one time, me, William, and Richard, I'll never forget it. She made us all bend over and hold our ankles. We had clothes on, okay? We were in a line. Me,
no,
Will,
didn't.
Rich, okay?
No one had clothes on.
We were naked. She was like, spread it.
Cough now.
So it can hurt. Okay, so we had clothes on. She made us bend over. It was late at night.
Hold your ankles is wild.
Wild.
I would just fall forward.
Let me tell you.
Onto my face.
We had been wrestling. It was nighttime.
Everybody
Grandpa needed to go
sweaty.
To bed.
Richard had a nightgown on.
He did.
His cheeks were hella red.
Dude.
Hold your fucking
she
ankles.
Goes, she spanks us and all three of us are just scream laughing in her face, bitch.
I would have beat
hurt.
Y'all so hard.
She didn't hit us hard. It didn't hurt. We laughed and she was like, I can't stand you motherfuckers. You know, she just got so fed up. I couldn't imagine having to raise us.
I would have hit y'all
we
so.
We were so damaged and fucked up that everything was funny. I mean, like, seriously, like, getting whoopings, getting in trouble, we would just look at each other and die laughing, bitch. And fucking...
The abuse
my grandma
I would have inflicted.
Hang herself in the garage.
She probably thought about it multiple fucking times. I'm one of those, like, if I hit you and you don't cry, you better pretend to cry because I'm going to hit you until you do. And that
she
sounds
don't hit
really,
the kids, bitch.
I don't hit the kids, but like the few times that I've had to shake their arm or like pop them or something.
You're like, I want to see
they
fear.
Cry. They cry. And like, yeah, you better. That's what's good for you.
I think
so
they,
then I know
they,
not
they cry
to go,
more because fucking they're like, oh my God, mom's mad.
Yeah, exactly. But, they don't want me to be fucking tripping on them and be mad like that. So it doesn't really get to the hitting point, but like if I snatch you up, you better start crying. If you laughed
you
in
better,
my face,
oh my God.
I'm going to fight you in the street.
Richard was the worst. The worst.
Richard cussed and shit, though.
Like, my grandma took a TV tray, bitch, like fucking WWF, bitch, and fucking slammed it on him, and he still sat there and laughed. He was like seven,
Richard,
bitch.
Used to be so bad. I still remember fucking chasing him into the court. It was a hot summer night. He I sat on him and bent his arm back. And he was dying laughing until I made him cry. And then he like called me a million bitches and shit, and then I got off of him. But he had like done something to you or your grandma or something, and I was like, I've had it. Like, I don't know why y'all are letting this motherfucker do all this. And I like chased him, and he still acted like he was scared of me, like he does now. And I fucking chased that bitch to the court and sat on him.
Yeah, he was insane. He was insane.
Oh, he was so bad. Just the cussing, the constant fucking cussing of everyone in the house.
He was fucking bad.
Yes.
He was, and he was allowed to because everyone's like, he might die because of his heart. So let him terrorize this household, you guys.
His days might be numbered.
He doesn't have a dad. Mom's
gone. Let him drink that Diet Coke in the nightgown and cuss everyone out. Let him. God, Richard. Yeah, I mean, we have good kids, so, like, I'm not dealing with those kind of... Yeah, like, come on. I'm just tired.
The other thing is, like, take pride in your area.
Yeah, and I'd be thinking, like, how are you going to... I mean, I have to make peace with the fact that they're probably never going to have their own homes. They're probably always going to be with me. So, like, but in my mind, I'm trying to prepare them for, like...
If you die.
If they're maintaining a home of their own... I don't want it to be disgusting hoarder house, like with moldy dishes in their rooms. Yeah. Like, oh God, just come on.
Yeah. It's fun. It's really fun.
Good times. And I still want more kids.
Cause you're fucking insane. Speaking of insane, I just got a text. Hi, Crystal. With less than a month left, we need your help talking to your friends and family about why electing Kamala Harris and Democrats down the ballot is so important.
I want to cuss them out when I get those text messages, I don't want them to register me for something.
Can you join a training this week to learn how?
No.
Stop to end. I'm Tanner, a volunteer with Team Kamala. I'm going to say, if you text me one more time, I'm going to slit your throat.
Don't even.
Stop it. Because
I'm scared that they'll register my phone number with something I don't want. So
they already got mine. And you know what's dirty? The text I got before that, I didn't see this one, but it says, are you a proud dog or cat parent who wants to make a real impact in electing Kamala Harris? You fucking psychopaths.
Oh, they know the way to your heart. Wow. Oh my God. They're like, hit her where it hurts.
Tell her you'll kill all the fucking cats. Do you want dogs and cats
to survive? You better elect her. Do you want them to
die under a Republican presidency?
Yes, that's what's going to happen.
They're insane.
No, they are.
I'm not. I don't want
I haven't
none of
got
them.
Any of those in a while. I hope they just stop.
I wish I would vote for genocide fucking Judy.
I have a long day of tattoos planned for tomorrow, mm-hmm. booked and paid for, and I'm excited, and it's happening.
It's a bunch of dicks.
I'm getting two portraits tomorrow.
You're crazy.
I don't think I've ever.
You can't wait to put your body in shock.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen.
No, for real.
I'll probably
you're
have
like,
a fever.
Take me to the hospital.
Yeah, just be on call.
Fuck you.
I don't think I've ever got two in one day.
You're
crazy. But I'm excited, and I'm not gonna tell y'all what they are, who they are, but they're cool and appropriate. Who did I want to get? I wanted to get. I don't know. Yeah, I did. I said that today. That I'm mad I never thought of it before. But I still have space. If she dies or something, we could get her. But I was like, I'm not getting any men. There were other people I wanted to get, but I was like, I don't have any men, and I don't want to break
that.
Don't
start it now.
Don't start it now. So it's more
a
women.
Feminist leg.
Yeah, it is. And it's more women, and... they're basically characters, movie characters. I'll say that.
Kind of goes with the...
the theme, kind of. Yeah. I mean, one is an artist and activist and all that. But, like, I was going to get Mary J. Blige. But, recently they've been talking about her sleeping with a minor and shit. And I was just like, I'm going to stop getting real life people, I think. Because that's too risky.
It is.
And if
it
your is. Politics don't align with mine one day, I'm going to be gouging your eyes out on my leg.
I'm going to have to cut my fucking
I'm
going to
put a
fucking
off. Gun to your head tattoo next. Yeah. Like, I can't take that chance. So I'm going to just start doing fictional characters.
Good idea.
Safer that
I
way.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's better.
Yeah. So tomorrow, maybe I'll go live for a bit.
That'll be cool.
It's going to be at my house, which is going to be comfortable and great. I love the idea. I haven't done that with a portrait before. So that will be exciting. And yeah.
I love it.
And Pease is going to be there. So if I have to call you for backup to maybe get her out of my house.
I was just going to say, what's the baby going to be doing? Tattooing?
Harassing?
Let me do it. Let's talk about Pease, okay? I went over there yesterday. So we do these walks and it was really hot. And I was like, let's do our walk. Fucking Pease, my girl. And so.
My God.
We're sitting outside and all of a sudden she's like, I got a boyfriend.
Like, what are you talking about? His name's Rossi.
She lies all the time like she did when we were younger.
And she wants to be cool or something and impress you. Because where did that conversation come from? She don't talk to us about that.
Yeah, she's like, I got a boyfriend. His name's Rossi. And I'm like, Rossi. Oh, really? She's like, I go to his house.
What, girl?
I'm like, okay.
And what else? Tell me
then
more.
Then she's like, I want a baby. And I was like, I don't. And she was like, I want a little sister. Can you give me a little sister? I was like, no, you're crazy like your mother. And you talk to her about that. Because the auntie don't like babies like that.
I wish I could.
So then.
Oh, I wish I could give you a sister.
I always let her sit on my lap and fucking drive. There's no traffic where they live. So we're driving and we drive to the end of the street. And I'm like, okay, if a car comes, you know, you have to duck, right? And she's like, yeah. Because fucking cops. And I said, yeah, because I'm fucking cops. And
here we go.
She goes, motherfucking cops. She said.
It's in her Jimbo.
It's in her, she goes.
Jimbo in a dress.
Bitch cops. You bitch whore cops. I fucking screamed crying
and
laughing.
And the middle finger went up.
She said, bitch whore cops. With the middle finger, and you I was like, you, this is my girl right
oh
here.
Oh my God.
She said, fuck them cops.
Okay, that's enough. Yeah, that's what I would have told her. That's enough. If you don't tell her that,
I
she'll keep going.
Breathe. Oh, it was so many bitch, asshole, fuck cops. And it was, you know, I mean,
she hates
she
them.
Wasn't wrong.
She
so
fucking
I was like,
hates them.
Okay. Yes, that's why though. That's why.
I'm glad we have that understanding.
That's why.
Oh my God. No, she's ridiculous. After her outing with you, we were on the couch and she was like, I will get older and I can get pregnant.
She's and like, she kept I'm fertile.
Saying, I want to. And I just looked and I was like, what are you fucking talking about?
You're pissed.
And she's like, I'm going to get pregnant. I want to be pregnant. And I was like, stop. Okay, stop. And I'm like going through the TV or something. And she's like, I will get older. And I'm like, I know, I'm aware and I can get pregnant. Okay, when you get older, okay, then do it. Okay. And I'm just like moving on. So I text her dad and
oh, he loved that.
I just put in quotes what she said and I put like from Pease and he's like, man, what the fuck?
He's so sick.
I don't know.
Her.
I don't even know where that came from. I don't know, but just
she's on a baby
just
kick.
FYI.
She wants a baby mm-hmm. around really bad.
Yeah. Maria.
Maria. I yes. said, you are like mommy.
Yes. I was telling Mark because we were talking about kids the other day and I was like, I knew when I was a kid, like I knew in elementary school and shit that I wanted babies. And by high school, I was already picking out names. Yeah. Like I was convinced that there was a chance. I mean, I was a virgin for so long. It wasn't likely going to happen, but I was like totally prepared if I was going to be a teen mom. I was already picking out names.
It's when we were little, me and Will would sit around and talk about when we get older, what our families were going to be like. We're never going to do this, this,
but, yeah.
you know, from a place of like, heartbreak,
sadness.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. But then as I got older, I was like, I don't really want kids.
Really?
Mm-mm. And then I slutted it up and got knocked up.
Look at that. How the Lord works.
I know.
Yeah, I always knew. I was always right. I think like, I was like, I just want family. I didn't have siblings and I felt so alone yeah. growing up and super lonely kid. So I was always like, I want a lot of kids and I want to get started as soon as possible. I would like one today. Yeah. And keep it going forever.
Yeah. The Lord was like, you need to become a better person, bitch.
And slow down.
You're getting a baby.
Slow
oh,
your
my
roll.
God.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you.
Slow down. You're getting a kid right
party
now.
Party animal.
That's funny.
On like.
Oh, God. Sorry, no, one other thing it. She did. I had on cutoff leggings last night. You saw me. Mm-hmm. And I was on the couch.
I just thought they were biker shorts.
No, they're just leggings I had cut. And she came over and she like went like this and jiggled my thighs. And she told me, "You're so big, like a baby." And kept going like this. And I like was like, "Get baby. Off me. Get off me. Go on the other couch. Get
Kids
off me.
Kids are motherfuckers.
You're so Peace. Big. Shaking my thighs. You're so big, like a baby. Like, get the fuck away from me." So whenever you want to start working out again, that'll be cool.
I need to gain some weight.
Tone up a bit.
Yeah, I need to fucking eat. That's what I need to do is eat. I was telling her earlier, I'm like, fuck, do I have a fucking ED? And I don't have an ED. My thing is...
kind of.
Not intentionally, though. It's like unintentionally because ADHD, I'm always like zooming, so I'm not hungry. Mm-hmm. But then because of my digestive issues... The dental work I need done.
That all plays a part.
It's not fun for your stomach to hurt every time you eat.
Yeah.
It's not fun. It doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
I feel better when I'm not full.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. I'm not one of those people that really loves eating. Like, you love eating. Mark loves eating. Yeah. The girls. I don't love eating.
Let me tell you how much we love eating.
You guys are stupid hogs.
The other day, we were done recording.
Patreon.
We were done recording, and I was like, "Hey, Mark, are you busy? Was it Sunday?"
Because let me tell you, every fucking day, she says, "Can you send this person a message on Marketplace? Do you want to go with me to pick this up on Marketplace?" Somebody needs to turn her phone off.
I need to delete the app.
Because what did Stinker say?
Oh my God, he got so fucking mad at me. So let me just back up, okay? So I was like, "Mark, what are you doing? Are you busy?" It was like Sunday afternoon. He was being lazy on the couch anyway. I was like, "Ride with me to Clayton," which is like 40 minutes away. I was like, "Ride with me to go get this cabinet." And he's like, "All right, like, when do you want to go?" I was like, "Now." So he went and put on some shoes and shit. And I was like, "Cool, so we're going to go get it." We go get it. It was so fucking awkward. This lady opens her. The guy comes to the door and he's like, "She's going to open the garage." And I was like, "Okay." So we go in the garage with her, packed garage. The cabinet is buried in this garage. Oh, like, God. I told you I was going to be there in an hour. Like, she didn't unpack anything. So
you're
we're
like,
waiting.
"Can I dig through the rest of these treasures?"
I'm like, do you need help? Do you want me to help you?" Her husband is not helping her at all. He's so sick of her shit.
He's probably tired of this shit.
He's so sick of her shit. He's just like shaking his head. Him and Mark are talking a little bit and I'm dying.
Mark's
laughing.
Like, "I hate my wife's hoarding tendencies as well."
Laughing,
sir.
Laughing inside because I'm like, they're not bonding. Helping her at all and she's struggling. To where I'm like, "Can I help you move some stuff?" And she's like, "No, it's okay." So
that's
she's like moving
up.
Shit. And she has like, I was like, "Oh, this is a nice rocking chair." It was like an old wood rocking chair. And so she, you know, we're moving shit to the side. She finally gets the cabinet. He grabs it. I'm like, "Oh, thank you so much." So she comes and yells down the driveway, "Do you want the rocking chair too? You can have it. It's over 100 years old." I was like, "Yeah, I do.
Thank
you."
The one on my porch is too.
So she gave it to me and she's so cute. She fucking messaged me on Facebook after we left and sent me info about the chair. And it's like over 100 years old. The family it came from, all this shit.
I love that.
And I was like, "Dude, thank you so much. I promise I'll give it a great home. Like, I really love it. Thank you again." She just threw that in. But she's like, "Sorry, like, we just got back. We were at Oktoberfest." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." So as we're leaving, we see all these people walking with food and they're like going to their
and
cars
you guys
or whatever.
Have fucking FOMO, food FOMO.
And Mark's like, "Are you hungry? Like, do you want to go see what kind of food is down there?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I want to." So I'm like, Let's take a look-see. Let's just look. So we go turn and I'm like, "Oh, let's go." The Lord gave us a parking spot right at the gate. And I'm like, "I don't think we have to pay to go in. Let's just go see." We end up full on Oktoberfest. We're like, there's rides. There's all kind of shit. We're like taking pictures of all the food stands. Like, this is a full on thing. And I kept saying, I feel so guilty because Bunny and Peas are at the house sweating right now, wishing they could get out of the house and like go somewhere.
And you're there eating.
And we're at Oktoberfest. And like, I try sauerkraut for the first time.
I love sauerkraut.
I never had it before.
Really?
Yes.
It's
I tried
so good.
That for the first time. He got a bratwurst. I was like, these are my people. I showed him what Lederhosen was.
You're like, I'm a germ.
I'm German. Did you know? Let me give you history. So
my Rosecrans. I'm
pointing out the fucking Lederhosen, telling him about those. We sit down. There's music. There's bands, German bands playing and shit.
You're like, oh, shwe,
and I'm like, yeah. And I'm telling him, like, we pass by these desserts. There's fucking, what was there? Strudels, fucking all kind of shit. So we sit down. We're eating.
They're supposed to be getting a chest.
They're trying to sell us shots. We're like, no, it's too hot. But I give him the history about how Germans migrated to Mexico. And that's why I was like, if you close your eyes right now, you wouldn't know whether or not this was German music or Mexican music. Right. And he's like, you're right. And it's the accordions and the fucking, I'm like, that's why. Let me tell you the history. So we're having a big old German time and it was fucking great. And we're like laughing at people. People watching, and it just turned into a whole fucking food event, food trip. I took a bunch of pictures. I was gonna make a reel.
Every time
we had a time,
and was supposed to begin a chest off Marketplace.
Bunny's
3 hours
can you bring
later,
me food, and I was like, "Damn, she would hella love those fried artichoke hearts right there." But they'll be soggy by the time I get
home.
So
I'll eat them.
So I can't get them for her. Yep, I'll tell you when I'm on my way home. Bye. I'm eating right now.
I'll get you Taco Bell.
I'm at a whole fucking Oktoberfest. Stop texting me.
You know what Oktoberfest reminds me of is National Lampoon's European Vacation, where they fucking
I was telling him
and she shows her tits to Rusty
in
the
back. Yeah.
She's like, oh.
The part that you rewinded.
It's like 30 times as a kid.
300 times as a child. Horny children.
Yes.
I told him it reminded me of that festival in Hostel 2, I think, and they were in Prague.
Oh, I didn't even watch
Hostel.
And
it was
Hostel
like a harvest festival type thing, and I was like, that's totally what this reminds me of. But I was like, this is my people. Like, it's in my DNA. That's why I'm so excited for this.
You're like, that's why I'm so comfortable here.
It feels like home. It was a good time. And we just kept saying, we're going to come back. We're going to bring the kids next year. We're going to find out where it is. He Googled it and shit. I was like, yeah, we are. We sure are. Yep, we had us a little time. It was great. Oktoberfest.
They were supposed to be getting a chest.
We did get the hutch, but like, you know.
All of a sudden I get photos. It's like, we're eating at Oktoberfest.
I said, we're so fucking fat.
Yes. Look,
I said, this is where we
we'll
ended
post
up.
Those texts.
Yeah.
So
see you
funny.
Later. See you in a
see
few.
See you in a couple hours.
Bye.
Shit was
yeah,
funny.
It's sad though that I have to have you message sellers for me all the time because I be getting left on read, and left on scene, and like, but they'll reply to you, and I think that's really judgy, and I'm the one with the spending problem
for sure.
You bitches, whether you know it or not, I'm the one that's gonna come right now and buy everything you have
and can't fucking stay off. It's like 24-hour thrifting.
No, I told you, you have to go on 10 times a day
you
to
do.
Find the good stuff.
And you have to like be the first
quick.
One sometimes.
Yes, it goes quick.
It's like gambling.
But I've been finding some good shit. And stinkers. So I get home. I get home and it's in the trunk. And I'm like, I need your help because I also stopped by the store.
Mind you, Stinkers is sick of this fucking addiction.
He just gives me a dirty ass look. He comes down the driveway because I tell him and Bunny to come because I had like some groceries too. And he sees it and he's like, why do you keep buying cabinets? And I was like, I needed this. And Bunny starts hella laughing. And she's like, why are you mad? Why are you mad at her? Leave her alone. And he's like, no, for real. But like, why do you keep buying cabinets?
He's like I'm so sick of
you
buying
these
cabinets.
He's like, you keep buying them. And I was like, because we need them. Like, I'm not cramming our apartment. We need them.
He's like, don't bring home another antique dresser for me,
bitch. So yesterday, I tell him, I might come home with another one and I don't want you to say shit. That's what I tell him. Because I found the bottom piece. To the one I just got. I'm just waiting for a fucking reply from somebody. And I was like, don't say shit if I need your help later with a cabinet. And he just like didn't answer me. He shook his head and walked off. He's so tired of my shit.
Tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
You got like tired. Three in there.
They I look needed good, them. Though. I needed them. And I don't have the closet space that I had. What can I do? That's why I need them.
No, and they look good. It doesn't look like
it's not
too
crowded.
Much.
Trust me. It's not cramped at all.
No, no. So
he can leave me alone.
I came across a reel, and apparently there was a Pasadena piss bandit.
What? An animal or a human?
A dirty human man. And what he would do was he would leave bottles of piss.
Ew, I get so mad when I get off at a freeway exit and I see them. Oh, my God.
And it would say, that's a nice photo. It would say shit like human urine, HIV urine, fucking. And he kept leaving.
Oh, you're just being a menace.
Same exact spot.
You're not being like a trucker that had an emergency. Uh-uh. You're being a fucking menace.
Nope. Left it in the same exact spot for fucking like 5 years.
For other people to dispose of. HIV urine, you're doing a lot.
Yep. And they, yeah, HIV urine, yeah, hepatitis urine.
You're being
urine,
a
human
fucking
urine.
Menace.
So they set up a camera. Bitch, tell me that don't look terrifying. The image of him.
He needs to be in prison. That's scary as fuck.
That's biological
You're not,
warfare.
It is. It's biological terrorism. You're not a normal human. You're not safe.
So they caught him. Well,
with the nylon over his head.
Yeah, they caught a photo of him, but he wasn't just like pulling up on that street and leaving it like on the metal electrical box. He was coming from the freeway. So he'd pull over on the shoulder of the freeway, go down like through some bushes and a fence, and fucking put it on there.
Making a whole adventure out of it.
A whole fucking thing.
Dude, get a hobby.
A piss bandit.
Get a PlayStation and stop. What the fuck is wrong with people?
A piss bandit.
When I used to exit at my old apartment, there would be like a fucking bottle with dark ass piss in it sometimes. And I'm like, whoever did that, like I get emergencies.
You got liver problems.
But like dispose of it somewhere. That's gross. And it's out in the sun all day. And I just thought about like people that are going to have to pick it up and like pour it out first or put it in the garbage bag and risk it breaking open in the bag. Like that's fucked up. At least dispose of it if you have an emergency like that.
So I have a friend that works at a hospital in Oakland. And when I go by there, on this one bush, it's been there for a year, is a bag of piss. Somebody pissed into like a plastic bag.
And it's been there for a year.
Yes. And every time I look at it, I don't have bad gag reflex. Like
I'm surprised it hasn't disintegrated the bag.
It makes me fucking physically gag when I look at it.
If that splashed on you, your skin would probably melt off the bone.
I would go immediately to the hospital and ask for a hazmat shower or whatever those
There's
fucking things are.
There's a tent city over there. That's probably from somebody that's camping out over there.
Yeah, there's a lot of mentally ill people that go in that ER too. Oh, it's just fucking that bag of piss makes me want to throw up
it's
every
rancid,
time I see
aged,
it.
It's aged piss.
It's good.
In the sun.
It'll help your glaucoma. Put in your
that's
eyes.
That's the most concentrated, pure, golden.
You rub it on your skin.
Nectar that you could, that money could buy.
Drink it.
Mm-hmm.
In them piss
Could you
groups.
Imagine?
No.
Sell it. This is fine aged piss.
I'm going to go
California
get it.
Sunshine piss.
I'm going to say this is the cure for cancer.
That's so gross.
Don't you guys want it?
So fucking gross. Mm-hmm. The smell. I just know it smells like fucking livestock.
Oh, God.
Mm-mm.
It'll burn a hole
that
in your skin.
That San Francisco smell. So someone wrote to me and said, can we talk about how a partner can be jealous of you? And mentioned especially happens like in lesbian relationships, which
it,
I can
it can
see.
Totally happen in like regular heteronorm, you know.
I said I have experienced this so much and it's really unfortunate. I've had partners be my biggest haters on the low without me fucking knowing. Like, damn, you hate me for real. Like, yeah. And it was under my nose the whole time and I never fucking
That's
knew
really
it.
That's really sad. Like, that hurts.
It is. It is. And like...
Because here I am loving you, bitch.
Right.
And you're...
Like, obsessively loving you. Like, I love hard when I love people. And to find out that, like... You resent me for attention I get. And you be trying to hate on me to other people or act like... Like downplay my achievements and shit. Like it's really fucking hurtful. So I would say, like, you definitely need to recognize the signs if you get any, and don't write them off just because you love this person.
If you're excited about something and you tell your partner,
their reaction is going to tell you everything you need to know.
And if they don't get as excited as you or fucking congratulate you or cheer you on, if they like try and bring it down a notch or they dull it
or brush it off.
Bro.
Yeah. Or run. If people joke with you and roast you or your achievements in a jokey way.
Oh, yeah.
There's truth in that joke. Yep. Like, there's a lot of how they really feel in that joke. When people do that, even friends, even regular platonic friends, when they make little jokes or whatever about your excitements, your achievements, your accomplishments, your artwork, anything like that, they're fucking haters. Don't ignore that. Those are signs that you need to pay attention to.
For sure. God. People are shit.
Yeah. Man. Just now knowing what I know from those kind of experiences, like if it would happen today, I would call it out immediately.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're a hater on the low. Like, oh, I see what you're doing. You know, call them out on that shit. Don't just notice it and not say shit. Call them the fuck out. Like, oh, I'm not new to this. Like, I know what you're doing.
Make them feel fucking stupid for trying to make you feel fucking bad.
It's the little passive aggressiveness, all that kind of shit. Definitely call it out.
Bitch, you better get happy. If I come in the house happy because the raccoon took a fucking kernel from my hand, you better get just as goddamn happy with me.
Exactly.
For real.
Not make fun of me for shit. Not fucking ignore it, brush it off, walk away. Like, no.
Seriously. And you can tell the difference between, like, you know, when you're, like, fucking with your partner and you guys are roasting each other.
Yeah.
You can tell the difference between that.
It's the timing. It's not when I'm excited about something. If you bring it up later and you want to roast me and have a joke, that's totally different.
Yep.
But like when I'm announcing something to you or like really excited about something.
Proud
or
of like something.
An opportunity or whatever. If you act weird or hesitate or have a pause or anything, I know what's going on. And it happens with friends too. I've had girlfriends that have been like fucking haters. And then I realized later, like, damn, bitch, like you were jealous. You were jealous the whole time. You were around me because you wanted attention.
And you wanted to fucking be me.
And you wanted to be me. And you're truly a fucking loser. And that's why a lot of bitches that I used to be around, you don't see them around now. Not to sound so full of myself, but like, shit, it is what it is. And
sometimes it takes a minute to
see that shit. I'd be friends with people like with good intentions. You know what I mean? I'm not a user. And so I don't always identify when people are using me because I don't do that shit.
Yeah.
So it sucks. It sucks to find shit out after the fact, but it's happened to me a lot.
Pay attention.
Yeah. I'm just way more guarded now because of it.
I know. And that sucks.
Yeah. It's okay.
It's been something I was watching. Did you know Raven Simone, right?
Yeah.
That's So Raven show. Did you see that? In an interview recently, she had said, this interview might've been at the end of 2023, but she had had 2 breast reduction surgeries and lipo before the age of 18. And that producers...
I knew she had the breast reductions. I did not know she was a child
and
when
had
she
lipo.
Had them.
What? And the producers on That's So Raven still video edited her smaller than she was in real life because they felt she was too big.
Was it fat phobic or was it because they wanted her to appear as prepubescent as possible?
Oh, no, it was fat phobic. The episode was about fat shaming.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's gross.
It was like
she's
one of the last
spoken out
episodes.
Before about having bad experiences in her career and just how, you know, it's traumatized her.
Her dad I didn't was like that. On board with these surgeries and was like, yeah.
Yeah, because you got to have consent. Like, you're a kid.
He
what
encouraged
the fuck?
Her. He said, well, since you're going under the knife for your breast reduction, is there anything else you want to do while under? That's wild.
Who did I just have a talk with? It was either you or it was Stinger's dad, because I don't be talking to nobody. It was about child stars. Was it with Mark? It was with Mark. It was when we were on our way to fucking Oktoberfest. We were talking about child stars and shit and how parents can, what kind of person you are that you could like live off your kid. Live off your kid and pressure them to work to support the family and all that kind of shit. Steal all their money and shit. Yeah, shit like that. And we were just like, I don't understand. Like, our kids, I would never do that. I just even, you know, some parents, I guess, that may struggle. Like, I could see them getting overexcited at the opportunity to have kids earn a lot of money, but like, I would never be like, oh, you have to put up with A, B, and C to do so. Never. And then we're going to pay the mortgage with it. Like, I'm still going to pay the bills and be the parent. You know, I don't know.
It's crazy.
It's really sad. It's really fucking sad to where like, I've never had the desire. Even like now we joke all the time and say like peas should be modeling and all this shit. I just don't have any desire to really explore that because I don't know. I don't want physical image to be so much importance to be placed on physical appearance.
To the world of vultures.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Vultures.
Fucking.
I'm just not a vulture parent and I don't want to exploit. Like if she wanted to do that when she was old enough to decide, that's cool. But like, yeah, I don't understand. Parents be really fucking their kids up, pushing those careers on them and shit.
Yeah. I know. It sucks. I fucking was going to say something and I totally forgot it because
that's what we do.
I'm slow.
Did you see that New York Jets coach got fired?
Yes, I just saw that today. That's so fucked
up. A lot of people were talking about it on Twitter. Guys, sports talk, you know. I follow a lot of guys.
Bro talk.
Bro talk. And I was like, I kept seeing the name over and over. Robert, I don't know how to say it. Saleh?
I don't know how to say it either. I just know he's Lebanese.
So he was the coach for the New York Jets. And like, I'm under the impression he was a really good coach. And there's a lot of fucking talk about it. The other day, I mean, they're being faced with being bombed right now. And he had a flag on his jacket one day. 2 days later, unexpectedly, he gets fired and fucking escorted by security.
The only coach that they've ever done that with.
Yeah.
He doesn't get to say anything to his players, doesn't get to tell them why.
They're like, let's go
they
now.
They get security and they walk him out.
Yeah. And it's like treated like a criminal. And
they treated him like a fucking Arab.
Yeah.
Is what they did.
Yeah.
In America. And that's fucking gross.
And it's really fucked up. And it's like his rights are being violated. And like, even if he wasn't Lebanese.
Imagine
like,
if that was a fucking German flag, a French flag, an Israeli flag. Nobody would have been fucking fired.
Right.
And even if his coaching was bad. Okay. You fired him for his coaching. Why security?
Yeah. Why in that manner?
Why this cloak and dagger display of...
So then a lot of people started talking about the owner of the New York Jets and how racist he is. He's racist and really fucking abrasive and really like just a horrible person. And like employees are speaking out about their experiences with him. And like there was one where he made like comments and shit about absent black fathers. And like, that's a real issue you need to be worried about. Not blah, blah, blah.
Fathers.
Right. Like, oh, okay. Making hella racist comments about that. And then also one of the women, I forget what department she worked in, but, you know, she worked with him. He like interrupted her to ask her if she was Jewish. And like just things like highly inappropriate fucking conversations and comments that have been made by him. And it's just kind of like, I'm not shocked because football is such a gross fucking sport.
Ooh, let me tell you what I learned.
Owned by gross fucking white men that like to see people hurt themselves and benefit from it.
It's so gross. I'm going to grab reflux med real quick, but wait till I tell you this. I mean, you probably already know this, though. Sorry.
About football?
Yeah, about, okay, so.
This is unprofessional, so just so you know.
Okay, so. Oh, that dump truck. Psych! Okay, so.
You're a mess.
A fucking hot one. I have a really good friend whose son just recently
Don't say the team, but yeah.
Yeah, got drafted into the NFL, right? Mm-hmm. Not drafted, but made into the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things they do, from coaches to anybody involved, mm-hmm. is lean forward. When they shake your hand, give me your hand.
I don't want to.
They go like this, and they feel how thick your muscles are because it's like a big...
They cup your butt cheek like this.
Slave block. They want to see how well you're made. And I don't, nobody argue with me over this because
in 2024 they come cup your butt cheek and go like this and fucking size you up.
Yes, because you know why. You know why.
Oh my God. And
the friend of mine was saying it really
and
is
that's
like
a normal occurrence.
It's everybody that fucking works for the NFL does that to the players. It's very common.
Like, that doesn't feel weird? Like, what? Oh, my God.
You size everybody
God.
Up. And if you know, and it's very, very, very cutthroat. They don't give a fuck, bro. You know, the NFL is one of the only places where you have a contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can get rid of you at any time. That contract goes. They don't have to finish. They do not finish paying you out. If something happens, they're like, bye. That's the only sport it's like that.
Like, you really have to stay in line and play by our rules or you're fucking done.
And be a good boy.
Yeah. A quiet boy.
Entertain us properly.
Yeah. Don't get political.
It's the most deadly.
Yeah. Brain damage guaranteed.
Yes. Yes. What's hey, happening? Why'd it do that?
Time Billy's out? Like, don't talk about fucking football. Donna, who did it?
Donna Wood. She's the sports person.
Turn this fucking fan back on.
What? Oh, here it goes.
Sit down.
I was making sure it was oscillating. It was Oscar leading. Yes.
Oh, that's gross.
Isn't that?
It just goes back to, it's like hoeing.
And all the execs are these physical, rich white men.
Yeah, it's you're selling your body. That's what it is. It's your military, sports, yep. Fucking all, you're selling your body.
Yeah. And it's rich fucking white men at the top.
Yeah,
and they're
controlling
like,
it.
Yeah.
That's really gross.
Yeah, it's really fucking gross.
I really respect and get really happy when I see stories about NFL players that only did like one contract and then retired and became farmers and they
love
provide
it.
Food to their town. I just saw one recently. I can't put the guy's name because I don't remember it, but he like only did one season or year
got
or whatever
money.
It was, got enough millions to build his farm, yeah. Retired out of that shit and never looked back. Yeah. And it was by choice. Like they wanted him. And,
yeah.
And I thought that was great. Get your money and go.
I love it.
Yeah.
Don't fucking sacrifice
your
mental health, yeah. your life,
your well-being,
your body, all of that for people that will fucking cut you off the minute you're not doing or performing
yeah.
to how they feel you should be.
Yeah.
And that's really what it is.
For sure.
It's gross.
Ugh. I would, if I saw somebody come and squeeze my son's fucking arm like that and size him up, like, ugh.
They all, she said, they all fucking
that's
do it.
That's very much
said
like,
I was so disgusted.
What's that movie, Get Out?
Yes.
When they have the fucking, you take your date to the fucking, whatever that was. Ugh.
The White Devil Barbecue.
Yeah. That's what they were doing to him, I feel like. Ugh, gross.
Yeah, mm-mm. Fucked up, man.
Gross.
With some write-ins.
Yeah.
Or I could sing.
Let me pull up a write-in.
It's easier to learn than your ABC. So come on and do the locomotion with me. Remember that
Wait,
song?
I think we have a few.
We do. I have some screenshotted already.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me just take a little gander real quick and see if this is okay. Yeah, this looks good. All right. I'm going to do this one first.
Okay, girl.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello. Now I have heartburn. Air's been giving me heartburn lately. I mean, it's probably that too.
Life.
And it's not going to be that I drink iced coffee all day from the time I open my eyes. It's not that.
Coffee fucking
it's
is very
fucking,
acidic.
It's probably just air.
It's life.
Yeah. All right. Hello, aunties. adore the shit out of you both and have been with you since the Ask Potafria days. Cringe. If you guys could please only read this on Patreon.
I know, and it's a really good one.
Really?
Yeah, but I think she gives away too many identifying things.
Okay, then let me skip it.
We'll do it on Patreon, you guys.
If you insist. Okay, hold on.
I have one.
I have one too. Is it this one?
No, but I have that one. I'll take it out.
Okay.
Dear Pat and Crystal, you guys are the best. Your podcast makes me feel like I have found friends in you. You absolutely have. But words can't even begin to express how helpful and good it feels to listen to you guys. I have a funny story. Today started the second week at my new job, and I thought, hey, I should be so brave and go to the cafeteria in the same building by myself.
Oh,
big girl.
Big girl. That's scary.
Side note, the company is very big, and it has 2,000 employees in the building.
Oh, God, that's so scary.
The cafeteria visit at lunchtime a mega social and crowded place.
Jesus Christ.
I went. Grabbed lunch, looked around where to find a free seat. Everything was packed, and I saw one table for six, and three guys were sitting there.
Go get in my car.
Girl, I'm going to the bathroom. I went to the table and asked one of the guys, hey, is there a free seat? He said yes.
So now they immediately assume. They're like,
she wants to fuck all of us.
Exactly. Thank you.
She's down to fuck us. So
that's where we are now. Okay.
I sat down, didn't even bother to look around because I was so stressed, put down my plate, and in the moment I looked up, I saw the shoulders, the neck, and chin of my ex sitting just across from me at the table. Ew. I have chosen.
Excuse me? Why? What are you doing here?
I couldn't look in his eyes.
Get out.
My heart dropped and I immediately took my plate, didn't say anything, and just took off to a hiding corner where I thought, there's a monster outside.
If you guys can't hear it, that's what's
Jesus
happening.
Jesus Christ.
It's Sasquatch.
I thought I am going to a hiding corner.
Yes.
Quickly. And going to shit myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering what he must have thought seeing me. Like, what the fuck? She sits across from me and then runs off.
Wait, he was at the same table?
Yes, she looked up and right into his face.
So now he thinks that she sat there because of him. Yeah. Oh, my God. Quit the job. You have to quit the job.
You have to move.
Yeah.
I am wondering what he must have thought seeing me.
I just told you.
What the fuck? She sits across from me and runs. Afterwards, I searched the internal contacts, and there it was, a picture of him in his job description.
God damn it.
How the hell am I going to visit the cafeteria from now on? FYI, playing with him was awesome, but I quit our relationship because I had a feeling for weeks that he was messing with another bitch. And I'm not stupid. Today, I'm in a very loving relationship and very happy, but seeing him just reminded me of some kinky actions, which got me all sweaty.
Now you're all horny at work. What's your problem?
We had a good time, but he was not truthful and is the type of guy that tucks his polo shirt into his jeans is into Jessica Simpson pumps, which I did wear for him.
That's so funny. I hope you got paid, too.
I love that you tell on yourself. Guess I really wanted to feel something back then. Besides the Donald Duck voice guy, what else did you guys tolerate in the past while hooking up with people?
Oh, please. Have you seen any of my exes?
No, I'm not even
please.
Sharing.
Why would we share that?
Let me tell you about one ex.
Of yours or mine?
I'm not going to say which one.
Okay.
Mine.
All right. I was like, don't volunteer mine because you don't know how deep I want to go.
Let me tell you how low my standards were at one point in my life.
Like, you have no fucking idea.
I will be killing myself after this episode airs. But he used to wear something I called sock casts because he would wear like two or three pairs of socks for like 3 or 4 days.
Wait a minute. Were his shoes too big?
Nope.
What is the point of that?
Felt comfortable.
Edema? Lipedema?
I've never dated a big guy. He liked it. It was his kink. It wasn't. I don't know why.
I like my feet to be choking to death.
Sweaty hot.
Compression. As much compression as possible.
Let me tell you.
And funk?
They didn't smell good.
That is so bizarre.
Like, literally three pairs of socks.
Do you know how bad that would hurt? And when you would
take them off, they would hold their form. That's why I called them sock casts.
He would take them off one at a time or all in one boot?
All in one boot, bro.
You know how tight that is on your fucking feet and ankles? Do you know how hard that would be to maneuver? That's so weird and gross. Oh, fuck. I can't wait till we're done so I can ask who that is.
Oh, you know.
I have no idea who that could have been. That's bizarre and fucking gross.
Disgusting. That's where my standards were at one point in life.
And you were like, whatever, I like him.
Thank God I married a man who I've never even smelled anything from. You're like, oh,
I guess I'll overlook it.
I guess I'll let you put your wiener in me. What?
And you're doing shit like that.
I should be in jail for allowing that, bitch.
Those are the choices you're making, but that's all right. That's not a flag. Oh, my God. All right, I'll tell one. I was like a teenager at the time, but I had a boyfriend that I thought I was going to marry, who was really tall, like 6'4", and wore overalls. Okay. I mean, it was like, you know, early 2000-ish. Like, I don't know. Wore overalls. Okay. I'm going to look past that, I guess. Had a severe drinking problem. I end up with a lot of those. But to the point that, like, we were at a friend's house, and he proceeds to pee his pants. Like, how? Bro. Pee his pants.
God. Wait. When he got up our friend's house, who was fucking said, oh, he pissed on my couch and put her hand through
like,
it.
How drunk are you getting? And this was someone that was like significantly older than us.
And was like super cool.
Cool, we thought, right? Super cool. And like significantly older than us, but like got so shit-faced. He like semi-passed out for a while. And then got in his homie's car because he didn't have one.
With pee-pee overalls on. With like your a toddler. Pissy,
bro.
A big 6 foot four toddler. Your 6 foot
four ass. Like when you sat down, did he smell your pissy overalls when you got in the fucking car to go
home?
So
don't ask us about past standards. So don't. We had none.
So don't. We have none. Like
we were, you gotta remember. You would
look at me really different if you knew.
We were damaged girls. Yeah. Who really wanted someone to love us.
So, yeah.
So we were very,
we were just settling for whatever we could get.
Anyone who was like, I like you. Do you want to smoke this blunt for free?
Yeah.
I'm like, sure, yep. You love me.
You guys will pick me up. Let's go.
You have a car?
Yep.
Who cares? Or your friend has a car? 67 years old.
Or your friend has, oh, you have your mom's car?
Oh, you have your mom's car. You have your
baby mom's car.
I'll get in it.
Even better. Just come get me. I'll fucking get $5. You want me
to drive it? Sure.
I'll get $5 from my grandma and we can put it in the tank.
You want us to hide in the closet because she's coming to drop something off? Okay.
It doesn't matter that you're in your 20s.
No, we're teen girls.
We'll steal clothes for you and fucking.
Oh, you need new Eddie Bauer jeans?
Boxer shorts? I'll steal them
from the mall for you.
I'll get you Calvin Klein pajamas. Let
me
see,
my grandma will give me $20.
We'll put it in your baby mom's tank, bitch. And go somewhere.
I'm never recording again. Edit all this out.
We're done.
Don't ask us no more invasive questions.
You just get what we offer you, and you don't ask us anything else. You just get what we volunteer next time.
So when we say we've come a long fucking way, listen. God damn.
Listen, yeah. Just listen to our advice, please. Seriously. Please.
We've been in the fucking trenches.
Trust when we say that.
Sock casts and pissy overalls.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm killing myself after this episode.
All right. Hi, Pat and Crystal. I've been a longtime listener and Patreon subscriber and really wanted to take a moment to thank you for all that you do for your community. Aww. Your voices are a sound of comfort to many, and your legacy in this world is one filled with kindness, warmth, laughter, and open-mindedness. I have the craziest story to tell Pat. So I'm not, well, you're going to tell us both. You're going to tell all of us. So I'm not sure if you remember, but a long time ago, I went to go see Yolanda and everything she said was so on point. Since then, I've had so much death and tragedy in my life at times, it felt like nothing would get better. I went through this streak of loved ones dying, the weirdest car trouble, nails in my tires, a brick flying at my windshield, a construction truck crashing into my parked car.
Ugh.
What?
I would have been like, I was in there. I'm hurt.
So much that I went to a Botanica and bought some candles, but I also bought this small figurine of what I believe to be the Virgin Mary. Girl, it was really small and the facial features were hard to read. But I placed the statue in my home and never gave it much thought. It's Steven
Tyler from Aerosmith. She's been praying to it.
Oh, my God. For reference, it's maybe a half an inch tall and it's amber. Since then, all my bad luck has stopped. It's been so peaceful. My car problems stopped. I stopped seeing dead flies around my house. And I got out of a really bad living situation and into my own apartment.
Good girl.
All within the span of 1 month.
Damn.
And for the past year or so, I've been dreaming of Santa Muerte. I mostly accounted this to always listening to Hello Dysfunction and haven't put much thought into it. I've always been comfortable with the other side. Majority of my loved ones have crossed over. More recent, I've been researching her more and contemplating how to welcome her into my home. Largely in part to Pat instilling in me that if she's calling to you, she's here for you. Confident in the decision, but worried that I won't do it correctly or that I'll disappoint her. More than anything, I didn't want her to think I was being greedy. Mm. Today, I had a particularly bad panic attack, so much so that I threw up on myself, has never happened. But during that process, I began praying to her and told her I wasn't worried about being provided for financially. I knew eventually I'd make it where I needed to be, but that I just needed to be protected. This doesn't make me emotional. And I just kept asking for protection. When I came home, I received a sign from a loved one who had passed on and felt so much comfort and peace in that moment. I knew in that instant that Santa Muerte had protected me when I needed it the most, and I began cleaning up my home to prepare to make her an altar. Mm. During the process of cleaning, I noticed the small little statue I kept on top of my grandma's Bible and noticed it had something in the bottom of it, which led me doing some research. It wasn't the Virgin Mary.
Oh my God.
It was an amber Santa Muerte. She's been with me this whole time and I didn't even know it.
Wow.
From the bottom of my heart, Pat, thank you for helping me embrace her, calling to me. Without you, I don't know how long it would have taken me to notice. Love you both, and I'm so happy to see how much the show and community has grown. Much love, Veronica.
Wow.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you why I'm on like the verge of crying right now. And I'd never opened this, and I never knew that we were going to have this talk and talk about this. So this is really fucking weird. So, like, I've been praying a lot lately and, like more so than usual.
To Santa Muerte?
Yeah. And, well, I do anyway. I always do. But, like, more so lately than usual and just, like, expressing hella gratitude because I feel like I'm just acknowledging how far I've come.
For sure.
And, like, I don't really talk about this, but, like, this is really weird. She's been, like, a mother figure to me. Right. In like my real mother's absence. And I lean on her for that. And I credit a lot of my success and my accomplishments and like having no drama in my personal life. And like a lot of that I give credit to her. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was really thinking a lot about it earlier today. And I remembered that like before I even moved from Richmond, a listener had, it would be crazy to find out if this is the same person that did this writing. I don't think it is, but, a listener had reached out to me and was like, I've been feeling this weird, attraction or interest in Santa Muerte. And I'm just wondering, I don't want to be disrespectful. I know this is like a very protected, like subject for you and stuff, but like, would you be comfortable like with any books or any recommendations you could give me for how I could learn more about her before I like make the decision or whatever to follow her? And today earlier, it just came to me and I just thought about that girl randomly because I had told her that I would take pictures of all the books I have and I would DM them to her, right? And I was like, I'm away from home right now. When I get back to the house, I'll do it. This was when I still lived in Richmond before I moved. I never did it. I got distracted, whatever. And since then, like, this person has DM'd me like happy birthday to peas and like other things, and I've always been meaning to get those books to her, and I never did. Well, today I had thought about her and I had a fucking DM, totally unrelated DM from her. So I got off my ass and I went and I sent her all the books today. Aww. And like, literally, I have the screenshots. Today I did that. And she was just like, thank you so much, whatever, whatever. And then for me to read this right in now, like, it's very
connected.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I don't believe in coincidence. I never for do. Sure. So it's like, yeah, it just,
I love that,
confirms, you know, what I was feeling, and that, I don't know, I just appreciate the write in and like that.
I love that she bought the Virgin Mary statue.
Yeah.
And had been wanting.
Yeah.
And been felt a calling. To
didn't even know. It. Didn't even intentionally buy it. I'll say that kind of the way that she came into my life is like, I started like seeing her, whether it be on a sticker on a car or like in a window, or I started seeing altars. She's really a strong presence in the trans community. She like fiercely protects trans people and sex workers and basically other discarded people in society.
The bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, basically. I people love that society so turns their much. Back on. So when I was actively hoeing and shit, I would come across altars of her all the time when I would take some of my clients to see trans sex workers. I would go in their house and they would have these huge fucking elaborate altars. And it just like was happening more and more often. I would see her around town places and I started to take it as a calling to me. And so when I would go to Botanicas and shit, I would start picking up things, and I've been a devotee since 2006.
Yeah, a long time.
It's been many, many fucking years. It is something that I keep somewhat private. I used to take photos and share photos of like, you know, new statues I would get, or if people would send me some shit like that. But I tend to keep like my altars and my space private and my practices and all that shit. But I do want to make clear that like my life got better for sure when I started becoming more serious about her and my relationship with her, and like things started doing so much better. Stress left my fucking life. Drama left my fucking life. And like, she's a safe person to me. She's a safe being in my life that makes me feel protected. Mm-hmm. And so if you do feel that you have a calling on you from her, like, I will be someone that you can ask questions or whatever. I feel like that's kind really of nice, my obligation at this point. Like, I owe that to her, you know what I mean? Yeah. To kind of repay her. That was an important write-in that I think, you know, it's not a coincidence that I got that today.
No.
That's crazy.
No. And I love that write-in.
Yeah. God, I want to go back and look at the girl's name and see if that's the same person.
That's going to be fucking nuts.
Yeah, because this was sent on Wednesday. And like I said, today is the day when I fucking
sent the
books. Yeah, without ever seeing this. So I don't know if it's the same person, but that'll be crazy if it was.
Yeah,
yeah. I'll update you guys if it was.
Do you want to read this? And then I have one more I'm going to read.
Yeah, I have that open.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi ladies. I have a short, funny story to share. I currently possess an IUD. That's that little prong thingy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Birth control.
Mm-hmm. Goes in your...
I've had it for 2 years. Normally I don't get periods, but last week was the third time I started bleeding randomly while having the IUD. The following morning, I wake to see a couple of blood spots on the floors. Disgusted at myself and also confused because I wasn't leaking that much. Come to find out, my female dog also started her period. We're synced. Can that happen?
I don't know.
We're synced. When I realized what was happening, I remember this syncing situation. Last time my dog was in heat. Aww. Dr. Google says syncing is only a myth, but shit, I believe it to be real. Funny and also very gross. Slapping my ass off. Real. Syncing is absolutely real. Take it from people who live with daughters. Like, yeah, we know. Or it's who or are together around a each lot. Other. Yes. Like, yes. Funny and also very gross. Laughing my ass off. Love you both. That's hella so funny. You and your dog are walking around with attitudes.
Just hella funny. Poor people. Yeah, that's crazy with your fucking IUD. Hopefully it doesn't last too long.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was just reading Am I the Assholes earlier today, and I came across this one.
Hold on a second.
What?
The story that you read about running into the ex and shit, I just accidentally opened it. She ran into her ex, Dom.
I thought she was saying, bitch, that was his name. That's why I'm like, I'm not reading that.
That was her ex, Dom.
Oh, my God.
That makes
it even worse. Fucking God. Oh, my God.
That makes it so much more awkward. And this is someone that explains the kinks and the fucking relationship they had.
The Dom that wore polo shirts tucked into his jeans.
Yeah, and FYI,
Christian Grey.
Playing with him was awesome.
Bitch, and I'm thinking,
this was not the write-in for you.
Because it said Dom. Like,
you're like Dominic.
It
was Dominic.
You know why? Because of the fucking Mr. fucking Dewey's manager's name. So no, I'm thinking it's his name. I'm
she's
like,
talking about Dominic.
Why is she giving us his name?
No, bitch.
You know I'd be slow.
Oh my God.
That makes it even worse.
That's what, and she couldn't look into his eyes and she took off running. This makes this situation so much more awkward.
Oh, at least I didn't
this
say.
This was your fucking Dom.
This was my he was eating out all the girls at the table moment. Oh my bitch. God.
This is crazy. I'm sorry. Let me just see if there's anything else that makes more sense now.
The playing in the fucking Dom, yes, makes way more sense.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's mortifying.
Yeah, but seeing him just reminded me of some kinky actions, which got me all sweaty. But now this makes sense.
Yes.
It makes different sense.
Yes. Way more, though.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And the being made to wear Jessica Simpson pumps.
I just thought they were real fucking kinky.
Well, I mean, like, she was probably made to wear them because he liked them. That's great. That's really great. That's fucking hilarious. Okay, way more awkward, though.
And now you work with him.
Yeah. You're fucking Dom.
And you have to see him.
That could turn into something fun.
She's in a relationship, she said.
I'm like,
a healthy one.
Whatever. It could be fun for you.
Don't ruin the healthy relationship.
Don't listen to me, because I'll have you in a closet fucking serving him somewhere.
Ruining your fucking...
Yes.
Getting kicked out of your apartment.
Getting fired and kicked out of your apartment. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, so here's an Am I the Asshole? And I couldn't believe this girl. She's hella young. She's 20. Even wrote this and I just want to fucking scream at her. It says, I, 20 female, and my boyfriend, 21 male, have been dating for about 3 months when I invited him to a party in my hometown. My friend from uni, 20, was also going with two of her friends, so I decided we should all pregame at my house. Started off good. We were in my room and me and my friend were outside doing our makeup. Later on, we moved outside so we could smoke and drink. My friend met my boyfriend at the same time as me because we went on a trip together. After that trip, me and him started talking and dating. As we drank, the only conversation they had outside of the group was about an artist they both know, and he was low-key flaming her for liking his songs. Otherwise, we would all just talk together. But at some point, she joked that she might just stay here and that she thinks it's more fun than the party. And that's when I heard my boyfriend say, I'm going wherever she's going.
About the friend?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to beat the fuck out of both of y'all with a lamp.
She, for sure. She paid no attention to it or laughed it off. However, when we were actually leaving for the party, she decided to go home. When my boyfriend heard that, he ran after her on the street and begged her to stay. I don't know if I'm overreacting and if it wasn't such a big deal, but it's been eating me up.
Hello? Are you dumb? This is what I mean,
like desperate to be loved.
Ignoring flags. What is wrong with you?
Sock cast.
Yes.
He's a walking sock cast.
You pick up the lamp. You hit them both in the fucking head before they get a chance to leave. And then you delete their numbers. You lock them out. You delete their numbers. You never look back.
And that's not your friend.
Fuck no.
Isn't that crazy?
Chasing after her? Go live with her. Go be her man.
Bitch.
Oh my fuck. I would physically put my hands on both of them.
This girl.
You're not going to play in my face. That's what you're not going to fucking do.
And it was a new question, so there isn't no replies. I'm like, no. Oh my God, fucking bitch, ditch them both.
Oh my God.
It just goes back to being desperate for somebody to love you.
Yeah.
You overlook.
So you're questioning yourself if you should fucking trip.
And she's a baby. She's fucking 20.
Oh God. People are shit. People are fucking shit. Just have fun until you're older and then you can fucking, I don't know, be safer.
Yeah.
Because people play in your fucking face.
And friends, it's so much worse when it's a fucking friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that.
Because you expect better from that friend.
Yes. Like my heart would be more broken that my friend did that than my boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no. Bitch, light them both on fire. I mean, don't, but, you know, ditch them both. That's what I would do.
I want to acknowledge our new patrons.
And because we love you guys.
Let me see if I can see where we left off of before.
If you guys haven't, you really should join over there. We'd be having a good time in
the
chat.
And today we're picking new winners because every month we're going to select winners of some merch. And if you are our winners from last month, can you guys please send us a photo or let us a message? Let us know that you got your packages.
Yes, please. And we keep saying it, but God damn it, we are doing fucking merch before the holidays. So
yeah,
it will happen.
I see so many messages. How did I get to the new members last time?
I don't know. Let me see if I can possibly... Because we've read them differently.
Oh, I see them now. They put a little emoji. Patreon does when they notify us.
Here. It's if you want to read from, I don't know if it's the same as there, but it starts from here.
Hold on.
You want me to read a few?
No, I'm trying to scroll down.
I'm not reading these anyways. Have fun with it. Because there's two. I'm like, nope.
Damn, I can't remember. Just show me where you... I feel like there's... No.
I know, because it always... Yeah. So, not this one. Okay, we read that last week.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Daniil Betancourt.
Mm-hmm.
Megan F. Marina Wiena. I like that name. DJ... Amber Conwell Sykes, Jacqueline, hey, it's Jules. Hold on, because I think I have some after Sav. That name. Sav.
You guys are wonderful. Thank you so much.
Hold on. Wow, this is going to piss me off because I can't see where I stopped it last time.
Guess what? My itty bitty sister can do it with me. It's easier to learn than your ABCs. So
no.
Come on, come on and do. I had a dance routine to that song as well. Just so.
Wait, I think I'm going to go backwards.
She doesn't care about my locomotion.
No. Dance.
The S is for super. The U is for unique. The P is for perfection. And you know that.
No, I don't want to do that. Did we say, hey, it's Jules?
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's Jules. Jacqueline. This Amber. Okay, Amber.
We read that.
Marvy Ceramics. We didn't say that.
Nope.
Marvy Ceramics. Nicole. Jen Block, Bree.
The thing is, our Patreon.
Savannah, Nikki, and Megan.
We did Megan, but
okay.
You we get did two, Megan again. Four. Four for five for you, Megan.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for your support. And
seriously, please, you guys share keep us going.
And talk to us in the chat on Patreon. And
I was on the fucking live in there for 2 hours the other day.
Were you?
Yeah.
You still didn't tell me when you were going to go.
I wonder if we can go together, even though, too.
Oh, no, not together. I don't think together.
Mm-mm. Or we'd have to be together.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. It's great, though.
But I like the chat. Talk to us in the chat. And we're going to fire up the Discord.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play around with that a little bit and get that going, too. Because we have a lot of groups that we want to get set up that we were talking about.
Yeah. Hot tits.
Yeah. Write in suggestions, nudes. Just kidding.
Buttholes.
Yeah.
All of it.
Okay, guys. Thank you. Send us your funny stories. Share us with a friend.
Thank you for the few new reviews we got.
Yes.
Please, please. I know we said we're going to start reading those because we love those. So
yeah.
Please continue.
Yes.
And that's it. Have a good week. Suck it easy.
Go to bed. Oh,